Another characteristic of living things that totally invalidates the theory of evolution is the surprising love and affection that can be seen in their behavior. The theory of evolution rests on the assumption that all living things are selfish and engaged in a ruthless fight for survival, whereas the fact is that their behavior reveals the exact opposite. This splendidly colored crested bird, for instance, clearly thinks very carefully about how to content its mate. It gives her little presents, a piece of fruit, for instance. Birds all over the world treat their mates in the same attentive manner. The guan bird in the Amazon jungle behaves in just the same way, as does the European goldfinch. Seabirds like fish, of course, so that represents the best possible gift for them. Grebes also like fish, but for the grebe, an exchange of gifts is only the beginning. Couples decide whether they are suited by dancing. At the start of the dance, they imitate each other's movements. Having got to know one another, they move on to the second phase of the dance in astonishing harmony. This dance shows the neighborhood that a new family has been born. Presents are given once the dance is over. The male seagull also gives his mate presents. After building their nest, the male and female begin caring for each other in the most attentive manner. Albatrosses behave in just the same way. These great beaks are very sharp and a danger to other birds. Yet, these sharp beaks also allow them to care for each other with great affection and devotion. The theory of evolution that regards living things as selfish and ruthless entities that emerged by chance is unable to account for this affection and harmony. That is because God created living things, and it is God who gives them feelings of affection, self-sacrifice, and sharing that the theory of evolution can never account for. In one verse of the Quran, God reveals that everyone in the heavens and earth belongs to Him. All are submissive to Him.